Well, there is interest in Scotland right now, not only because of the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, but also because of a referendum on independence from the United Kingdom. The vote will take place on September 18. As the referendum draws closer, the polls suggest that earlier strong support for breaking away from the United Kingdom, that is, for Scottish independence, is stalling. Support for the yes vote currently stands at 34%, for the no vote at 45%. 21% of Scots are still undecided, but for how long? It's pretty clear secession from Britain would spell economic disaster for Scotland. But this Scottish National Party, which runs the Scottish Parliament, an outfit a bit like our state government, and which is driving this secessionist campaign, ploughs on regardless. There's a fairly ego-tripping First Minister here called Alex Salmond, as in salmon, with a D on the end of it. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. He tried to strike a deal with Britain which would allow an independent Scotland to continue to use the British pound as its currency. Well, Britain told him to rack off. Then there are reports today that 45,000 Scots, understandably, travel to England, Wales and Northern Ireland for medical treatment each year. Another 200 Scots a year receive National Health Service transplants from English or Welsh donors, and another 1,000 a year benefit from blood transfusions from donors in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Well, may we ask what happens to that arrangement following independence, and that's certainly what the Scottish people will be asking. The Scots have got a proud sense of being different from the rest of Britain, but perhaps they're beginning to appreciate that full independence equates to economic suicide.